Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Abigail from Family First Care, calling about a patient.
Thanks, Abigail. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry, this person is not available. If you would like to leave an additional message, please reply after the tone.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. I'm following up with you. I'm Kim Hopkins. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking.
Okay, good. No problem. I just wanted to follow up on Kim Hopkins. If you have any new information?
I don't have any updates as of yet. Still waiting for UM to make a determination.
Okay, I still don't see a waiver for her for some reason.
I think that's because she had a term date of 2/13. But I had told her about it, and she said everything should be handled because she talked with the county assistance office. So.
You spoke with the patient recently?
I had to go out to do her assessment.
Right. So have you spoken with her since then?
Yeah, I spoke with her. I'm not sure what day, but yes, I did.
Okay. Fine. Thank you. Thanks for the information.
Mm-hmm.
I want to confirm you gave our agency's information, Family First Care.
Say it again.
You gave our agency information for Family First.
Did I give what agency? What do you mean?
Family First Care. Did you give our agency's information?
For her assessment? I'm not understanding your question.
You're the service coordinator, correct?
Correct.
So,
when I did the assessment, yes, she is for Family First Care.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Yes,
okay.
I told her just the same thing. When there's a determination made, a letter will be know, and you guys will be notified as well.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.